Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. Way back in the early days, most of the wines that came out of California were almost always single grape varietals.
That's right, yeah.
Or heavily loaded in that way. Mm-hmm. And one of the nice trends that we've seen in the last 15 to 20 years has been moving more and more to blends like you would see in Europe.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's a good move. They may not have the same prestige, but for the consumer, there's a lot of really good things out there to buy. All of the wines I'm going to talk about today are in the middle teens.
Okay.
So pretty reasonable price. Let's start with I guess, the first way they moved in doing blends, which is to use the Bordeaux varietals. Hayes Valley Meritage from the Central Coast, 2016. It's a classic Bordeaux blend, and it's actually rather light for that.
So, interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's what they would call a lunch claret.
Okay.
If it were
a lunch claret. Oh, yes.
In other words, you don't get blotto drinking this, and you can go back to work. Nice wine. The nose is very familiar and very correct. Cassis, cedar, a little bit of spruce on the nose. It's good. On the palate, the wine is definitely medium body with light tannins and enjoyable fruit. I found things like red plums with a lot of spice, notes of actually milk chocolate.
Really?
Appeared in it, yeah. And something like brandy almost in it. So kind of a concentration of the alcohol. Really nice, and all led to kind of a what I would call a grippy tannic finish.
Okay.
So, get back to work. Now, you could go another way, and that is to make a blend out of some of the classic big reds that they have scattered around California. Omen has a wine called the Red Blend from the Sierra Foothills, 2016. 50% Syrah, 27% Barbera, 16% Petit Syrah, 7% Zin.
Okay, these are big boys.
Yeah, these are pretty big boys.
The big boys.
this wine has a wonderful nose. Spicy, blackberries, lavender, brioche, which is kind of a yeast thing, and what I would call white pepper. And the complexity follows into the flavors. Under a light cloak of tannin, there is tart blackberry, green apple, a touch of the baking spices, and a peppery finish, which is, you know, might be the zin kicking in. Yeah. The wine is medium to full-bodied and extremely food-friendly, so I think it's really a lot of fun to taste. One that I enjoyed thoroughly comes from our friends at Klein Cellars, who have made good value wines over the years, and they've always had something called Cashmere, which is their sort of premium blend, or I guess, you know. It's not terribly expensive, but it's so enjoyable. This one was made from Petit Syrah, Zinfandel, Mourvèdre, Carignana, and Alicante Boucher.
Okay, so that's a big boy.
They've got some friends with a little bit of Alicante Boucher growing. We'll take it off your hands. they put it into the blend. But this is a classic California big blend. Wine has wonderful aromas of spicy blackberry, bergamot, which is the flavor in Earl Grey tea. And on the palate, the wine is smooth, complex, and delicious. Cashmere by name, cashmere by character, I guess. It has multiple layers of flavor. And beneath all these things is just this beautiful, beautiful, deep, jammy layer that really supports the wine. A fabulous wine. Very, very grateful. And at this price, it's a real steal. I recommend it highly.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.